Hi, I'm Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. I found a great website the other day outlining a plethora of U.S. election facts, compiled and documented by an ordinary person like you or me, armed with a computer and a healthy dose of rage. She calls herself Angry Girl, and she compiled a list of 20 amazing facts about voting in the USA at nightweed.com/usavotefacts.html. She wants these facts distributed, so here are just a few. 80% of all votes in America are counted by only two companies, Diebold and ES&S. The vice president of Diebold and the president of ES&S are brothers. The chairman and CEO of Diebold is a major Bush campaign organizer and donor who wrote in 2003 that he was, quote, committed to helping Ohio deliver its electoral votes to the president next year, unquote. Republican Senator Chuck Hagel used to be chairman of ES&S. He became senator based on votes counted by ES&S machines. Hagel, long connected with the Bush family, was recently caught lying about his ownership of ES&S by the Senate Ethics Committee. Senator Chuck Hagel was on the short list of George W. Bush's vice presidential candidates. ES&S is the largest voting machine manufacturer in the U.S. and counts about 60% of all U.S. votes. Diebold's new touchscreen voting machines have no paper trail of any votes. In other words, there's no way to verify that the data coming out of the machine is the same as what was legitimately put in by voters. 30% of all U.S. votes are carried out on these kinds of machines. Diebold also makes ATMs, checkout scanners, and ticket machines, all of which log each transaction and can generate a paper trail. Diebold employed 5 convicted felons as senior managers and developers to help them write the central compiler computer code that counted 50% of the votes in 30 states. Jeff Dean, Diebold's senior vice president and senior programmer on Diebold's central compiler code, was convicted of 23 counts of felony theft in the first degree and planting back doors in his software and using a, quote, high degree of sophistication, unquote, to evade detection over a period of 2 years. None of the international election observers were allowed in the polls in Ohio. All, not some, but all, the voting machine errors detected and reported in Florida went in favor of Bush or Republican candidates. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.